This party's a bore. Accompany me to the laboratory and I'll show you my latest creation.
That would be lovely.
Igor, how's the monster coming along?
The storm approaches, Master. It's time. It's time.
Excellent.
Mean power to maximum. Biogenic generator engaged. Raise the monster.
Yes, yes.
It's time for the
Am I on? Yes, I guess you're on now.
Jimmy's on. Okay, good. It's time for the Jimmy on show. We're live once again, although we don't have... Gino's not listening to us today. I don't know why. I guess he's gone someplace.
Nah, flaky.
That intro that you just played, of course, Halloween just passed, so that was live. That was a live intro, right?
That was right.
Yeah. That was the... Mm-hmm. We actually did that.
Right. Well, we had to rebirth you from your ashes of grave or whatever, right?
Yeah, we're going to talk a little bit about Halloween past just for a minute, because
it was
one
good.
Of the things that happens after Halloween is Christmas.
Right.
We skip over Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
So this is great. We've got a bunch of stuff to talk about, and it's going to be in no particular order today. I spent a little too much time on garage sales, so I didn't get a chance.
Did you really?
Well, yeah.
Did you win anything?
Nah, well, I spent money, but I didn't actually win much this time, unfortunately. Yeah.
Come on, Jimmy.
You'd think.
You're the pro, man.
Well, you'd think. Well, part of it is I don't have a truck. I would have bought something, actually, but it needed a big truck. And there's somebody... That's one of the things as you go at the end of the garage sale... a lot of times they'll let you have the big stuff for nothing because they
don't. And actually, in fact, my friend Lawrence, who my coworker, he went to a trade show, one of those a metal shop trade show,
uh-huh.
And it was one of those deals where like the guy, you know, they bring all this equipment to the show, and he goes, "Man, you know what? If you can get it out of here, I'll give you half price off right now."
Oh my! And this was like a NASA
18,
launch station.
It was an $1,800 Bevler, and like he got it for $900. Like, you know, walking out the door, like, bye. And he goes, Lawrence, of course, in his true rock and roll fashion, you know, he's like, dude, within like 15 seconds, that thing was out the door, through the guard post, out into the thing, you know, loaded on the truck, fueled up, gone.
Through the metal detector and the TSA. Yeah.
Metal detectors.
Yeah, what's that?
I got an airport update today.
Let me just introduce. We got Counselor Curtis here today.
Hey!
Yeah, from Gosnell, you bitch! I'm back!
That's right.
Son of a bitch.
Engineer Eric.
Yeah, well, you know, it shows at Gosnell right now.
That's right. Well, that's right. Back from Gosnell. Let me ask you a question. Of course, there's nobody can see through this microphone here, but I noticed there's not exactly what you call the darkest of tans for somebody who was down there for a week.
I'm a pale person.
Okay.
I try to stay out of the sun. Mom.
Mom. Before I tell you about the topics, well, let me read a little potential topics list first here.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things, of course, is the chubby girls in getting Halloween candy.
Well, that's serious news. Light notes.
I'm saving. Okay. Unemployment rate. The election, of course, is coming up this week. So we need to talk about several things that are apropos the election. One is the new job business has been announced, unemployment rate and so forth. The new five-year low.
The Saddam verdict.
Well, yeah, that
Ooh,
may.
That's coming up, too.
Sunday.
That's supposed to, like,
right.
That tomorrow. That's
Sunday,
right.
Sunday.
Today, for those of you who are listening to the podcast,
tomorrow.
We are. Yes, that's right. This today is, what, the 4th of November, 2006.
Right.
Saturday.
For those of you listening to our podcast, it's like the 8th of November.
That's right. or sometime later than
yeah,
that.
Yeah, get
right.
With the program, people.
That's right. Mm-hmm. The inflation rate, big difference in the inflation rate, and I want to talk a little bit about why some people are worried or not worried about it. The nuclear primer on how to build a bomb got taken down. I was a little upset about it.
Yeah, you know what? I was totally unaware of how to build a bomb until I went to that website.
And you can imagine what...
I built one this morning in the garage. You want to go see it?
Not really.
Okay.
All right. Can we wait till after the show?
Yeah.
Okay.
Then we'll light it off.
Cool.
It's a crowd pleaser.
It's a crowd pleaser. That's right. Just right out of Broken Arrow. The new immigration stuff, of course.
Mm-hmm.
We've got the Texas people.
I saw the K-Man thing on that.
Did you? Well,
we're going to talk about that. That's going to be good, people. Please stick around for that.
Well, and of course, also Great Britain there's a new report. It's two reports from Great Britain recently. One is on global warming, big deal, but also about the surveillance society. How many cameras they have, and if you think we're being watched here, boy.
And in fact, Norway Jeff even sent in a little tidbit on that one. He said that you could drive drunk all the way across Norway and not get pulled over. He goes, the only thing is that you got a camera taking pictures of your car if you speed.
So, well, Jeff also said
he signed on, I believe. Well, I'm not sure.
Jeff is signed.
Hey,
so is Gino.
Hey,
Gino, the man of his show.
Hey, happy birthday, Gino.
Hey, absolutely. Oh,
birthday
that's right.
was a couple 3rd. Days ago. Yeah, yesterday.
Bitch,
right.
You didn't tell us about anything.
Well, we'll have to send him a present. Here it is.
There you go. You know, if you can decipher, that's what your present was.
That's right. The other thing that, I lost my train of thought. Oh, Jeff also sent us some information. I didn't realize that prostitution was legal in Norway. So we're headed there tomorrow, right?
It's legal in Norway?
Yeah, he sent us some information about the prostitutes in...
Hey, this is a place
we just lost our engineer.
He's gone.
He called up Sidestep to get a see for how cheap a ticket he can get out of here.
This is a place that had the animal bordello. I'm not surprised.
No.
Oh, that's right. They were going over to Holland.
The Norwegians, not satisfied, mind you. Not satisfied.
There goes engineer.
Bye. So long. That's right. Not satisfied with going to Belgium or wherever it was for their animal, with their local prostitutes. They want to get the animales in Belgium. That was, remember, we talked about that about 2 or 3 shows ago. The Norwegians, I mean, apparently are... Yeah, right. there's also some, I want to talk, I'm not sure I'm going to talk about this, a prescription that may extend life. I thought this was interesting. The prescription to extend life is to not eat.
Why don't we stick to the topics we might talk about?
Okay, so we have casino information.
Okay.
Casino information, and because this pertains a little bit to Jimmy, the Stardust Casino in Las Vegas.
You still owe money out there?
Well, the problem is, I've got a couple of chips.
That you need to get.
I'm guessing that they're no good. And Moscow also is having a closing of casinos. I didn't realize how big it was there. We're going to talk about that. Yeah, more of the roll, not the rollout, the backlash when people start to pass a lot of laws. In Virginia, it turns out people are getting arrested. The officials are being arrested for, well, guess what, corruption. Surprise, surprise. And Latino citizens are caught in the same kind of thing. And again, along with the immigration business, in the raids, it turns out they're in the net. They're getting, along with the tuna, they're getting some dolphins.
Hard to believe.
That's an allegory.
Whales and stuff?
No, this is an allegory. I don't mean they're literally out there. I'm talking about people. Okay, they're after the little people, and they're getting some people that are not guilty, sort of thing. Our attorney may talk about that a little
bit.
Never seen that before.
Hard to believe.
Never seen that before.
I did. Okay, we have a light note about the mayor. Again, I'm reading this stuff not necessarily in any order. A man gets 508 years for assault.
We're not going to display it in any order, so
that's right.
Don't worry about listeners. You just get it.
It's a lottery topic.
Hey, it's Saturday, and I'm...
It's Saturday, our normal showtime.
Yeah, that's right. And it's our normal game day, too, unfortunately. And, like, the Gators are kicking some butt right now. 25-6, thank God, over Vanderbilt. Woo, little update for you there.
Woohoo.
Mm-hmm. Right, as if by the time they listen to this podcast,
there's at least three confirmed listeners out there.
That's right.
There are two that I know of.
Yeah, but I think Lawrence probably chimed in.
Okay, good. So that's sort of what I have, unless you guys have anything else. I've got, there's some YouTube stuff that is on there. We might want to talk about that. Anyway, that's what I've got so far.
Ask the Ninja.
I did want to say... Oh, Ask the Ninja. Oh, that's... Did you see... I put that on YouTube, but I need to replace that. With the
your own Ask Darth Vader?
Ask Darth Vader.
Ask Darth Vader is a total comeback to Ask the Ninja. That was absolutely hysterical.
Do we have the link they can find it at or no?
I
can post it on the website. But
okay.
if you go to YouTube, I'm not sure if you can search for, like, you know, what'd you put any keywords in there? I mean, Darth
Ninja,
Vader.
Ninja, Ask,
yeah.
Darth Vader,
yeah.
Whatever.
But it's like answering or something. You got to put ask in your keyword terms. But anyway. Yeah, but definitely search for it. Yeah, I will definitely post a link to it on the Jimmy Dunn
show. Okay, I'm going to try and replace it. Let me just mention this in case you do go to it. I'd used my video editing software for the first time. And
on your PlayStation computer?
Well, just about, on my Atari. And the problem was that it doesn't, you know, it saves itself. That is to say, when you make up a new video and you're editing a video, it keeps the old one in case you screw up. Mm-hmm. So, needless to say, I uploaded the uncut, the base uncut version.
You?
Yeah, hard to believe, thinking it was the edited version. So, if you go there, the first 30 seconds are crap, and if I get a chance, I'm going to upload the...
the hook 30 seconds there.
Right, yeah, the hooker 30 seconds.
Right, that's right. The part that you're supposed to keep you there is sucked. So, I'm going to...
Okay.
I didn't know how to get rid of that. Anyway, so hello to visitors. Also, besides Gino and Jeff, we've got Germany, new guy from the Saarland in Germany, and they came through Freak Brothers, which I thought was interesting.
Hey.
Friends of Freak Brothers, woo!
That's right.
EJ, I don't, and boys.
I'm not sure why, but also hello to Morocco, Oklahoma City, big deal, Colorado Springs, usual, Tarzana, California, Madrid.
Ah!
That's right. We got one coming in from Nottingham. I guess that must be...
England.
Nottingham.
Robin Hood.
Exactly.
Robin Hood.
And he came in through web design from scratch. I'm not sure what people are searching.
He lives. Robin Hood lives.
Well, that's right. But what I'm curious about is why we're popping up number one when people look up Model Rocket Podcast. What was that all about? Did you?
Because we talked about it and I put it in the text.
Okay.
And that was cool, though. That was very cool.
Well, we also come up.
What we talked about on that particular podcast was the limitations that the feds are putting on people as far as not being able to allow them to have, you know, nice fuels and stuff like that. In other words, the limitation, the terrorist act is coming down now and it's crimping on our fun.
Well,
my thiacol?
Right. Where's my thiacol?
As I mentioned, I think last time, the country is headed towards lockdown. If you think we're not
headed
towards lockdown.
No, there's no question. No, we're going to go to
it's a martial law. I can tell you right now, the first time that there's any little small nuclear.
Bomb.
Nuclear. Dirty bomb nucleon bomb in Fargo,
right?
Which,
North
by
Dakota.
The way, well, Fargo, interesting. We're getting a lot of hits from Fargo, and they're all different people. I'm not sure what that's all about.
Because they feel freedom up there, and they're feeling the encroachment of our non-freedom.
I think also happening is they're realizing that with the global warming, that Fargo is going to be a new resort area.
Yeah, they've been buying vast amounts of real estate.
No, it's going to be cheap, right. Cheap. You know, it's going to be that's exactly right. It'll be the new Southern California. And so that's pretty much the other thing. Italy, we got somebody from Italy too. So that was, I thought we did well. Hello to our Patty. Also sent us some stuff. She does. She sends us updates on what the feds are doing. And I
didn't send me any updates.
Well, she doesn't
Thanks,
like
Patty.
You.
Appreciate that.
She doesn't.
Might as well CC Eric at JimmyDone.com or Curtis at JimmyDone.com or Jack at JimmyDone.com or somebody else.
She sends me when apparently she's got an insider hotline to some. Insider Fed stuff that only goes out to Fed people, and then she forwards that to me.
So you're a Fed person.
Well, I am now, and that's one of the little minor problems when they come breaking down the door.
There goes the engineer again.
That's right. He just... Okay, thank you so much. Also, I saw that we're going to... By the way, which reminds me, we're not going to be here next weekend. We're going to have
actually, thank you, Jimmy, so much. This is very cool. Jimmy and I will be having a dinner with Buzz Aldrin and Jim Lovell. At the Cape,
right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and now they're gonna NASA's gonna repair the Hubble. I heard
they are gonna repair the Hubble. We'll talk about that. If you want to talk about that first, that's fine.
We can do that right after Thanksgiving. I mean Thanksgiving. Are we gonna wait for the chubby girls who ride? You know, Halloween just passed. We had a good time for Halloween.
Right.
And I thought the first thing that came was were the fat girls that were robbing kids' candy. Did you see that?
I scared some kids on Halloween. That's the only day of the year that assault is legalized.
Oh, that's right.
Man.
That's right.
I had a great time.
Did you? Well,
yeah.
And Darth scared some.
Well, he's a scary guy.
That's right. Darth Vader scared.
I kill you.
With Luke, the dark side of the Force is with you. Now, that was a good little show we put on for them. But I thought it was interesting that...
There it is.
That's right. There it is.
Here's our guest.
Hi, Darth.
Hey.
He kills ninja. I slay ninja with.
I slay.
Need no lightsaber.
All right, let's kick this sucker off.
That's right, I'm sorry.
Since it's 15 minutes in.
Okay, good. 15 minute intro. That's right. We're almost time for today. And NASA's going to repair the Hubble. Okay. What was the first thing on my list?
Said the girls and the Halloween candy.
Okay, fat girls. Surprise, surprise. Fat girls are robbing kids. Of, and they were like 16 or 17 years old,
How can they catch the smaller girls?
I don't understand that. I'm not sure. Apparently they
use a gun.
Well, either that or maybe they are in hiding. There's two of them, so it's like a team effort.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That'll work
and
out.
And they like the hyenas or whatever
dinosaurs
they do.
Dinosaurs used to do that, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Dinosaurs? Yeah. Okay,
and this is important because...
Halloween just ended. Okay, we're done with that.
All right. That's a quick topic, number one.
That's right.
Topic number two.
Record. Go ahead.
That's right. Well, the reason is that, as we all know, when Jimmy was growing up, you waited until after Thanksgiving before you brought out any Christmas
stuff
in the stores. I don't know if anybody's looked at this, but before Halloween, there was Christmas stuff in the stores, just begging. And of course,
I have not gotten my Tiger Direct Christmas email yet.
And it's all market driven. I don't care if they advertise in January.
Right.
You don't.
Oh, no, why not?
Why not?
The market. Okay.
Exactly.
Christmas year round.
Heck yeah.
Why not?
Oh, speaking of which, and I'm going to...
Santa 3 is coming out with Tim, what is his name?
I heard it really sucked.
It probably did.
I heard it, apparently this is payday for the people involved.
They did have some very, very cool 3D search arounds on his website. If you want to let go and like look at the QuickTime thing. Not now, Jimmy. I mean, later, if you want to look at that.
What happened was Jeff sent us a message, and I don't have my alert things on. Jeff sends us an IM. Uh-huh. As you know, you can... Jimmy, don't show it.
From 3 topics ago.
Jimmy, he wanted to know about the hookers. Did I mention the hookers? What is his? He lives in Norway, for God's sakes.
Right.
It's legal in Norway.
Well,
he can walk out the door.
I believe that Jeff is like looking to find their phone numbers.
What is he not a mathematically number inclined person?
Okay. Maybe he needs to, like, have us look it up on the... I don't know. Jeff, look it up on the web. Bye. Okay, next topic.
Okay, next topic. There are so many of these topics that are interrelated. And I forgot my train of thought. Thanks a lot. I forgot my great...
Get your list.
I do have a list here. Consumer spending remains flat as incomes rise. The election is coming on Tuesday. Big deal on the election. And I don't... I put a letter...
What's the big deal about it?
Well, I'm not sure. Apparently the Repubs and the Dem... What do they call the Republicans and the Republicrats and the Democans are fighting it out tooth and nail to control the House and the Senate. One of the things that is supposed to control this is the news that came out. The unemployment statistics dropped to 4.6%, 4.4%, historic low, historic low. And the inflation rate is down, is off also. There's an article here. Consumer spending remains flat. Consumer spending flat. I'm going to say something here. Consumer spending remains flat as incomes rise. That is to say, people are getting more money. Unemployment rate, here's another headline, unemployment rate drops to 5-year low. And a third headline, low inflation rate, some consumers beg to differ. This reminds me a little bit of so often when they take a poll and they ask people, what do you think of the economy? Mm-hmm. And they'll say, well, the economy is just, it's just horrible, it's just bad. I mean, think of all the people that are suffering out there. And then they ask the person... And they'll say, well, how are you doing personally? And, I'm doing just fine. I don't have a thing to worry about. I'm doing great. But I'm worried about everybody else. Well, if you do the math, when 80% of the people say that they're doing fine, but they're worried about the other 80% or 90% of the people, those numbers don't add up.
That's 160% of the people.
Right. That's right. So I got a feeling that some people might be counted twice. The deal is that people don't understand. They listen to the news and they listen and they don't watch. That is to say, are you going to believe what I tell you or what your lion eyes see? And I just finished a book by Lou Dobbs, the Lou Dobbs book called, what's it called here? It's called.
Boy, you tortured yourself through that.
God almighty.
No, it's all the same. It's all the same stuff. It has to do with the election, the inflation, who's going to get elected and why, and what they're running on. Lou Dobbs wrote a book.
There are letters in it. It's just arranged differently.
Listen to me. It's all the same topic. Here's the deal. The Democrats are trying to say, look, the economy, 4.4%, that looks good, but if the rich are getting rich, the poor are getting poor, everybody's getting screwed, and you need to elect the Democrats so we can make...
Well, that'll always happen. It will always be the case that the rich get richer and the poor get poorer.
Well,
always.
No, and rising tides carries all boats in this country.
Well, it does, but there will always be some people who have just come into the world,
The rich get richer.
That's right. Thank you, Bender. The thing is that the rising tide carries in this country to be poor you only have one car and one TV set and one VCR, and you have the basic cable. That's poor in this country.
I'd trade that all for a 16th century castle with no toilet.
Well,
that's
kidding.
True. The poor today in this country have more than the kings of Europe had 100, 300 years ago.
The poor in this country is not exactly mud floor, thatched roof.
No.
It is not too shabby.
But it's going to be that way as soon as
I saw some poor people down in Mexico.
On everything.
Did you? Oh, yeah, that's right. How were the? Did you saw people, poor people in Mexico?
Yeah, there's some poor people down there still.
Okay.
I mean, you can drive through the countryside there and see their shanties over in the woods, and it's they've got some good building materials. They're just not put together.
They have a lot of house kits.
It's strewn out all over the lawn. Yeah.
Right,
yeah. Yeah, but there's no question that
more a lawn kit than a house kit right now.
We have a special alert here from Jeff.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff said, we mentioned that he had hookers. I mean, they have legalized prostitution over there in Norway. He says he's broke because he's paying for all the gas, which I thought gas was free in Norway because they have all the. They're
eat
the ones
beans,
selling
Jeff.
All the.
Eat beans, Jeff.
And he says so. He says he's broke because he has to spend all his money on gasoline.
Well,
I guess driving down.
It's not gas. It's you're probably talking about heating fuel. Well, there you go. There's a little tidbit out there. He'll come back in a minute. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, and he wants me to run for president. Okay, good.
Which I think is a great idea, except that's for right. The fact that I would be arrested and Curtis would be incarcerated.
So would I.
Yeah.
Run it from jail.
Running from jail. I'm the first totally convicted felon in jail to be running for president.
Actually, running from jail.
Actually, get the jail
not,
vote.
Actually, right, that's right. Not true. There have been several people that have run that are convicted felons that have run. No question.
Oh, yeah.
All
who's
the time.
That?
Oh, it's
Abraham Lincoln?
No. We wish. No. But the deal is, my point is this. The economy is doing very well, and the Republicans are trying to tell everybody it's a little late. I don't think it's going to make any difference in the election, but it's too little too late, as they say. The unemployment rate is down to 4.4%. One of the things that I guess is hard to understand for people, they talk about how people are struggling, how you lose your job, and the next thing you know, you've got a hamburger flipper job, or you only get half the money. Here's the major difference in prices. As you know, wages are simply a price for labor. That's what wage is, a price for labor, like anything else. Like a price for copper is what you pay for copper. A price for a Nintendo is that. And a price for labor is called wages. Unfortunately, you can go into the store, into a store, for instance, and say, I'm not going to pay $2 for a head of lettuce. I'll give you a dollar for it or something. And somebody may choose to take that. You can't do that with wages. You can't walk up to somebody and say, I know you're making $30 an hour for tightening this bolt on this wheel, but I can get it done over here for half that.
And Lawrence can.
That's right. I can get it done. And so unfortunately, it's a step function. That is to say, when somebody, if they're making $32.16 an hour to tighten this bolt, and the only other option is to fire them, and then they have to go out and get a job that's worth it.
No, you get a robot.
Well, that's right. And that was one of my questions to Lou Dobbs in his book. He's been out of shape about the middle class is going away. And of course, I'm wondering, well, where are they going?
And hopefully the higher class.
Well, I'm thinking they're all going to get rich, is my guess.
Right. And so
it's okay if the middle class is all rich.
In fact, it's totally okay if the lower class goes completely away.
And gets rich.
Right.
Well, that would, of course, was always my idea, was to have an inverted tax structure.
No, and I love Jimmy Doan's inverted tax structure.
The inverted tax structure
explain.
Okay, well, anybody that made less than $10,000 a year had 100% tax.
Right.
And it decreased so that if you made like $50,000 a year, your tax rate would be dropped to about 10%. Mm-hmm. And if you made anything over $100,000 or $200,000 a year, tax was zero.
Right.
Your income tax, that is.
This would encourage people to get into the next tax bracket.
Right. And the simple fact is that especially if you're in the $10,000, if you're only making $10,000, you realize you're 100% taxes, you're going to last about a week till your water runs out. And then so we get rid of the poor people in a week and a half. And the whole country's rich. I like the idea myself. So that's my inverted tax structure. It's a regressive tax, totally regressive tax structure. I was talking about a little bit about the election and Lou Dobbs, and believe it or not, this is all the same thing. It's all a lie. The Democrats are trying to tell us how bad the economy is. Republicans are saying how good it is.
You know,
it is good.
The Democrats always suffer from the us and them argument. They always suffer from it.
It's what they call the class. It's the class warfare thing.
Man, they're both in huge hot water. Well, I'm just saying. I mean, neither one of them can't like deal with anything.
But let me tell you, the conservatives are the same. Are the same bunch. The O'Reilly and Savage and Lou Dobbs claims to be a conservative. These guys are all saying, it's nobody here but us chickens. I'm one of you guys. And they're making millions of dollars. They're walking around in $1,800 suits and $1,000 pair of shoes and saying, well, I'm one of you guys. And I'm saying, BS, you are not.
Right.
You're a rich person. You are one of the elites. Don't sit there and tell me. And this is what I call
Barbara Streisand, and they're touting in the crap at her show the other day.
Well, that was just something coming out Barbara Streisand is sort of like the Mel Gibson, only different. In other words, it's the same kind of thing. It's Jesse Jackson and Lou Dobbs it's just different in different colors. Jesse Jackson goes out there and says, I'm one of you guys. I'm one of you poor black people. And Lou Dobbs saying, I'm one of you middle class people. I'm worried about losing my dad. Get out of town, Lou. A newsflash for you. It ain't going to happen. You're rich.
Right. Yeah.
So I look at Michael Savage as a white Jesse Jackson. I mean, he's pimping for the... His constituency are poor people. That's where he's making his money,
right,
is off of people who he claims to be defending.
Well,
he sets them up as a victim,
mm-hmm,
and then he gets their money, and he's got his 75-foot yacht.
That's
their stick. That's right. It is not much different from the bro Gerard on Channel 36 here, who is asking, or the other guy who says he's going to send you his free miracle water. I mean, can you imagine those guys? They are on 24/7.
Well, what's wrong with milk or water?
$14.95 shipping.
Well, no, it's not that. It's the constant
barrage.
The barrage of stuff that comes after that says, won't you make a contribution now and so forth. I mean, these guys get paid fabulous amounts of money to go up there and preach the word of whatever God they happen
to
be preaching.
Why don't we do it, Jimmy?
Well, we are.
You can go to the donation and make it a donation.
So anyway, the deal is, so the question I have to ask you guys is, who's going to win? By the time anybody, this show's posted, more than likely the election will be more or less, well, actually might not be over.
If Kim Jong-il has any say so, it will never end.
Well, no, but I'm thinking that one of the things they're having big problems, as you know, with the voting machines. The Diebold people are supposedly in hot water. They've run all the scandals about how especially in this Cayuga County, which is, I think, Cincinnati in Ohio. Apparently, it's a big deal. They had a primary 6 months ago or 3 months ago or something like that, and everything failed. Everything fell apart. Things got lost. Papers jammed. No paper trail. Yes, paper trail. Obvious errors everywhere.
Well,
they had everything but hanging chads. I mean, everything but hanging chads.
And
I
did not have a sale in hanging chads.
No, because they had done is, in their infinite wisdom. This is the whole thing here in Florida in what they call it Walker City, I think, down there in Palm Beach. Don't they call it Walker City because everybody's got a walker? Anyway, there's elderly crowds down there that have a problem voting. And one of the problems is, as you're taking your walker over to the little booth with your card to punch it, the problem is the card gets crumpled because you're trying to hold onto your walker and the card. And especially if you're holding it in your false teeth is the other thing. And so there was obviously problems.
Oh, no, those aren't dimpled chads. That's my dentures.
That's a tooth mark.
Right.
Yeah, that was the other thing. I mean, some of these people punched out the holes in their IBM cards with their teeth as they're walking over to punch out
Do you know that voting used to take place over a period of months?
Well, let me tell you something, and I've always felt this, that we have early voting here, which I think is a disaster. You could actually go to the polls here in Alachua County until yesterday or the day before. You could go and vote like you regular vote. It's called early voting. The thing that's so bad about that is, what happens if your candidate dies? Or there's a huge scandal. Let's say somebody named Foley suddenly shows up.
You waive, man. That's the price of admission.
I know, but my point is, if you don't have the cojones or the time or whatever it is, if you got 12 hours on Tuesday, you got all of...
Some men hunt for sport, others hunt for food.
We're leaving.
We gotta take a break.
Oh, good.
Back, though.
I want to talk about that. Who are you voting for? Okay. I love this.
An outfit that looks good.
This is great. This is good.
See my vest. Need from real gorilla.
chest. Feel this sweater, there's no better than authentic Irish setter. See this hat, 'twas my cat, my evening wear, vampire bat. These white slippers are albino, African endangered rhino, grizzly bear underwear, turtles necks, I've got my share. Puree of poodle on my noodle, it shall rest. Try my red robin suit, it comes one breast or two. See my vest, see my vest, see my vest. Like my loafers, former gophers, it was that, a skin my chauffeurs, but a greyhound for tuxedo would be best. So let's prepare these dogs.
Kill two for matching dogs.
See my vest, see my vest. Oh, please, won't you see my vest? I really like the vest.
I got it, yeah.
All right, kids, it is now my job to teach you the theory of evolution.
Oh, boy.
Now, I, for one, think that evolution is a bunch of bull crap, but I've been told I have to teach it anyway. It was thought up by Charles Darwin, and it goes something like this. In the beginning, we were all fish, okay, swimming around in the water. And then one day, a couple of fish had a retard baby, and the retard baby was different, so it got to live. So retard fish goes on to make more retard babies, and then one day, a retard baby fish crawled out of the ocean with its mutant fish hands, and it had butt sex with a squirrel or something and made this. Retard frog squirrel, and then that had a retard baby, which was a monkey fish frog, and then this monkey fish frog had butt sex with that monkey, and that monkey had a mutant retard baby that screwed another monkey, and that made you. So there you go. You're the retarded offspring of five monkeys having butt sex with a fish squirrel. Congratulations.
That's good.
Yeah, we're back.
That's good. That's good. And we're back. Jimmy's back. We got more notes from Jeff. Of course, Jeff's telling me the price of gas in Norway in kroners, and I'm thinking that means a lot to me.
Right. How about the price of prostitutes in dollars?
Yeah, exactly. When I did look up Oslo right away, immediately. Of course, I looked up Oslo escorts.
And during the break,
I had to look up Oslo escorts. They're not cheap.
No,
they're like 200 euros or something for a 1 hour session.
How much is a euro?
It's like
$1.
$1.20, $1.10 or something.
Oh, they're on a different scale. That's not 1-to-1, huh?
No. They're euros are worth more than a dollar these days. Mm. Anyway. So anyway, I was going to tell you about, we talked about Lou Dobbs' book. By the way, I wrote a redux, as they call it, on Amazon. One of the fellows that liked the book.
Redux.
Yeah, well, but I don't even know what that is.
Like the redo.
Well, that's right. I wrote a response to a fellow who liked the book, and he, obviously he, I don't know if he read it or not, but Lou's solutions to the problems, as he's one of us, his solution to the problems that are created by government is new. He wants grassroots. He's all for the initiative and referendum procedure. That's
thank
right.
you. I was hoping you'd play some kind of guns, because I'm telling you, that's what I was thinking.
Okay, well, should we move on?
Yeah.
Okay, what's next? Oh, how about the immigration? You want to talk about immigration?
K-Man is on the money. I don't know. He's on the money.
His idea is, what you do is you sell a bunch of paintballs and paintball guns.
In case you guys are interested, that was my idea. I sent that to K-Man.
Oh, okay.
Well, I sent it to K-Man.
It doesn't matter because it's now.
You should
K-Man's
have your own
ID.
Show.
Right, right. Yeah, you should have your own show.
That's right. No, he did come back with the idea of charging.
Okay. Well, and here's the deal. For $29.95, the Jimmy Dones Show will set you up with one of those web-based cams. You can actually modify, you can change the position, the pan, tilt, zoom with your computer.
Well, in Texas they had the hunting for a while. Remember that?
Right. They
stopped that. Now you could go out and you had a 30-06 or whatever it is.
Yeah, on a robotic thing,
and you could have your little Game Boy.
Why'd
or whatever.
Why stop that?
I know, absolutely idiot. Oh.
It was all private. It was all private.
Yep.
As the endangered deer, although bred in captivity, have been there in the first
not
place.
Wild deer.
Whatever. No, tame, just standing there looking, trained to look in the sights of the gun.
Right.
And what you would do.
Food out there in front of the scope.
That's right, in front of the scope. Right, and you could blast this thing
that's
from
right.
from the comfort of your home in Bangor, Maine.
$29.95.
Well, back then it was for $29.95, $3,000.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we're and so they the Texas governor apparently got all bent out of shape, and the PETA people came in and they said, you need to actually go out in the woods and shoot these animals. You can't.
It's you're not allowed fair. To do it.
Yeah, not fair.
You can't do it from your couch.
Not allowed to do it with your Xbox and right. your joystick or whatever. So they hey, stopped it. Anyway, obviously the technology is there.
Oh,
so now,
there.
As you know, the Texas Border Watch, and you can go to this texasborderwatch.net or .org or something like that. You can go right there today, right this
they
minute.
Put a gun on that camera.
And well, just a minute. Now, let me just tell you. They set up a thing, and what here's the way it works. There's like six or seven cameras they've got up that you can choose from. And you click on it, and they're live. The cameras are live. And if you see something suspicious happening in view of that camera...
Can you shoot the Border Patrol agents?
Just a minute. You're jumping ahead. For gosh, you guys, it's unbelievable. I don't know how you do
This show is a little slow here. And it's
okay,
yeah,
so anyway, you can slow the camera. And then if you see suspicious activity, you can click on this little thing, and it dials up 1-800-BORDER-WATCH, camera number 6, suspicious activity, and then they run over there and they do it. Okay. Okay, now... So, we combine the two. We get the paintballs. And right. with the remote hunting cam, whatever it is, and if you see suspicious activity, we
You blast them.
Now, the beauty, of course, what we do is we'll sell you special Jimmy Dome paintballs that are luminescent, and they show up under UV light or something along those lines. And also, the guns are loaded about every 10th one is a tracer ball, a tracer paintball.
Tracer paintball.
That's right. So you can actually watch this stuff. And we figured that if you have a way with, we'll have a PayPal thing here so that you can keep. And I'm telling you, if you think that people are feeding slot machines in Las Vegas, we would be.
Is it one of those paint missiles?
Yeah, paint. That's exactly
it's
right.
It's a cloud burst paint.
I mean, really.
Could you imagine? You know, you put it in your $500 and you get a big cloud burst paint thing. Boom, and it goes, like, people start running around like, oh, they're all painted up.
That's right. No, it'd be way cool. And you could choose your color.
Why don't we do this?
Well, wait a minute. None of that. We would use the eBay. We'd say the eBay model. That is, you would bid. You would bid on a time slot. And you can imagine, you can imagine 2 to 3 o'clock in the morning. I mean, this goes for like 1,000. It goes for $1,000 a minute. Paintball's not included.
$1,000 a minute.
Paintball's not included. Extra. They're extra.
Right.
I mean, and can you imagine? I mean, and you're sitting there and you're shooting this. Man, this would be. And the whole thing would pay for itself. I mean, this is the market at work.
No,
the market is at work.
Completely done. Man.
I mean,
completely done.
And wait, some guys, you would want to. I was thinking about this the other day. Well, I had a niece.
And you come in and cross.
No, it's paintballs.
Man.
I mean, how bad can that be?
Right.
I want to tell you something.
The people on the other side of the Texas are going, you got hit.
Yeah. Well, people on the Mexican side be selling goggles and stuff.
Right, exactly.
No,
there you go.
No,
you
it
know?
Would be, it would be or disposable,
these are US
they,
tour
be disposable
goggles.
Outfits so that after they got paintball,
you can strip off parts of your clothes,
you can still make it across the border. Because otherwise, you're so easy to spot. I mean, you have those FLIR things. The helicopters are flying over, all UV.
Right.
They're totally silent. It's all UV. You can't see anything. But you light up like a 4th of July picnic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you light up if you got UV paintballs all over you.
Right.
And since you have selected your color, you actually get a special prize if you have red paintballs all over you versus the yellow paintballs.
Exactly.
This is the market solution. It is done. Now, the other thing that
get your U.S. border crosser extreme glasses from me.
That's right. Now let me tell you what else. The other thing that turns out right now, I don't know if you know this, but farmland, houses, ranches, or whatever on the border right now are going begging because people are coming across there and they're tearing up the fences.
Oh my God!
Suddenly that land, 100 yards along the Rio Grande, along the border, is suddenly not worth $5 an acre.
It's worth a million bucks an acre
because you can sell on eBay. You can sell the rights to 3 o'clock in the morning or whatever it is, and you can put the whole. I mean, it's all
okay. Seriously, Councilor Curtis, could we buy a mile long, 20-foot corridor,
20 feet off everybody's property for a mile?
Yep.
We lease the rights.
Here's the deal.
We're going to buy anything.
Yeah, exactly. And we're going to shoot paintballs at Mexicans coming across, and we're going to sell this on the internet. What are the legal entanglements here?
I don't see any.
There you go.
Done. And
okay,
done.
Looks good
now,
to me.
Now, the other thing is, so we're going to the Cape next Saturday.
That's right. We're going to have dinner with Jim Lovell and Buzz
Aldrin. And so then the next Saturday, we're going to be in Del Rio, Texas.
That's exactly
buying
right.
Buying up lease rights on land. Mm-hmm. So that's...
yep. That's, if you need to find us.
Yep. It will be... Becky will be contacting the paintball manufacturers to find out the particular formulation for these.
Well, I know that, but the people that make the dyes for those things, they would be a sponsor.
Well, I can tell you, I don't believe that they've ever come up with
People put their billboards up out in the range, so to speak.
Oh, that's true.
As you're scanning across with your camera.
Oh, my God.
Of course. A billboard there, a little sign.
The Nike shoes. I mean, can you imagine the tie-ins?
Yeah. It's a million
Gatorade. Gator. I mean, right. Can you imagine who would be, as your gun is coming across and you're blasting these people in the background. Here you have, and the beauty of it is, remember now, this is on the internet, mm-hmm. and what you do is what they do in the ball games. Those billboards change.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Chroma keyed in so that your ad can appear on that billboard from 3 o'clock.
Yeah, you don't even have to have an actual billboard.
You put up a green screen.
Right, right.
Or the billboard is all green.
Right.
And of course, it's probably
You can just Photoshop it right down in.
Well, yeah, no, but I think you can do that. But what I would rather do personally, I would do what they do at the ballparks, and I would put up the green screen.
Okay.
And then if things got slow, mm-hmm. what you'd do is you'd hire some Mexicans to come across.
Tell you what. Hey, but I'm going to
give you you'd have a guaranteed kill. This is a guaranteed kill.
Hey, but I'm going to tell you.
You can charge for that.
No,
you can't. It's like quail in a pan.
No,
man.
That's it. It's perfect.
Hey, but I'm an Italian. We'll put this mustache on.
Yeah, put this mustache on. Look, you look dark enough. It's okay.
Come on,
and
all Jesus, you have to do is say, Rodriguez Gonzalez.
That's right. Right. My name is Antonio Rodriguez Gonzalez.
Jesus.
Andre. So that's all you have to
do.
That's it. No, this is perfect. We have the answer. We have the answer to the word. Do you understand? They have allocated like $4 or $5 billion or whatever. This is called free. Right. It's free.
No, it's revenue generating.
It's capitalist. It is the market solution. I have always said, Jimmy has always said, if you think about it for a while, there is always a market solution.
Mm-hmm.
And this is perfect. People can get rich doing this. And in fact, I mean, even the Mexicans get rich.
Because they get paid to run across.
That's my favorite part.
I mean,
I broke in earlier today. I'm breaking in again later.
Hey, man. I do it like three times a week, man.
Hey, you know what they say? They send me back out.
I'm the best, man.
That's the
guy. I only got hit like one time, man.
He's dodging. I mean, you understand that's his job.
Right.
I mean,
right,
he's not taking away a job from anybody else.
No. He's got to go back.
He's got to go back to make
his job again.
This is so perfect. No, this is it. The guy runs 100 yards into the United States. He gets picked up. He goes back 100 yards into Mexico. Does it all over again.
And, of course, we have Jimmy Dunn franchised, you know, burrito shops all on the other side of the line to, like, beat everybody.
Well, I would imagine. And you could, and what you would do is the same thing we've done before. You would sell pre-paintballed T-shirts.
Oh, my God.
It would be like the guys that, you know, they you can get your congressman, as you know, to get a flag that's flown over the Capitol.
You can paintball your congressman?
Oh, we wish.
Man, wouldn't that be cool?
That'd be even better. I'm sure they'd call that some kind of an assault. But here's the guy they're in for. And you would have a little thing. It would be like a warning pack on a cigarette. Entering paintball area.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And what is that?
You too what is might this? Be getting paintball.
That's right.
Hey, what happened to you? I stepped on a paint mine.
Paint mine.
Even more. That's right.
Oh, my God.
No, that's
$300. You get to place as many paint mines as you want.
Yeah. Well, what we do is we go out there and we have them all out there, and you can just activate them for $300.
Well, exactly.
I mean, they're already there. But you get to activate it.
And the paintball bouncing Betty gets them right in the crotch.
Oh my God. Oh my. No, this is way beyond fun. No, this is great.
Man,
I mean,
this is awesome.
No, we.
Why are we doing this?
We're giving this idea. That's right. Screech.
Here he goes again.
Engineer Eric just left again. That's right. No, I mean this is the way to make.
Good.
Bye.
And when you think about the, souvenirs you could sell. I mean, of the stuff that's been paintballed.
Man! I mean... You could have aces, too. You could sell jackets to the people with, like, well, little stars and stuff.
You have, like, no, that's right! Oh, yeah, of course! Yeah. And you get... You would have your...
Confirmed kill.
Confirmed kill, mm-hmm. And you would have... It would be like the video games when, you know,
right.
AKZ has had 1,000 hits.
SEX
has had 2,000, that's right. And then of course, what you would do, obviously, to rev things up a little bit, you'd get some serious Mexicano babes.
Absolutely.
Chicas, you know, and they'd be running
and
across.
And you shoot them with, like, clothing removal paintballs.
Well, no, you wouldn't have to do that. You'd just dress them up in a bikini and run them across the field. Can you imagine what that would look like?
No.
What you would do is sometime between noon and 3 o'clock mm-hmm. Texas time, several bikini clad.
They'd be like bonus, you know, bonus.
Yeah, bonus points.
No.
Boner points. We call them boner points. Those would be called boner points, and that's great. No, we're doing well so far. Do you see how this works? Do you see how the market system works, folks?
Well, I've seen how it's working right now. Why can't these guys figure it out?
It seems to me so obvious.
Enough to ask.
Well,
let's build a wall.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
And that's the whole thing.
Fun
and
wall.
And not only that, let's build a wall.
Yeah,
700 miles
so
long.
Much fun.
Let's build a wall 700 miles long, and so that we're going to leave 1,000 miles for everybody to funnel through at high speed. That's, I mean, you could build...
Right, there's 1,000 miles for our paintball range.
Oh, man, I'm telling you, this is... well, okay.
Sounds good.
I think we're done with that. I mean, yeah. I'm blown away by the fact that...
If any of our listeners want to help us fund this, please call us.
Yeah, write us at jimmy@jimmydone.com. This I'm saying, there's a market solution for everything. It is astounding to me, and this is what Lou Dobbs in his book, he wants to... have the referendum, for instance. He says grassroots, and he wants his group of thugs to come. He says only the government would work just fine if only the right people were in charge.
Sure. I mean, that's like the big democratic illusion, you know. It's like, well, that's the whole point, is that once you give the power to somebody else is, one of those nasty Republicans is going to get in charge.
Well, not only that, he was talking about the grassroots effort. To give you an example, this is Lou Dobbs. He's not talking about smaller government. He's talking about just, if everything would be just fine if the right people were in. The way he wants to do it is with, as we have here in Florida, for instance, initiatives. And
just had one good benevolent philosopher king, dictator.
Well, no. That's exactly right. Mm-hmm. But how long does he think?
Retard alert!
How long does he think it would be before the special interests get a hold of the referendum? And they've done it here in Florida already.
He's not thinking that far in advance.
I know, but I mean, he's saying, well, the grassroots, the real initiatives, you know, we're going to take back the country. Where you get the right people and the grassroots, and you've got to take back the country.
He just doesn't understand that.
Well, he doesn't understand that in about a nanosecond, the special interests are going to claim, as he does, that they are the grassroots people. They've got all the money in the world. They did this here with the bullet train. It was such a silly idea, they had to repeal it. I mean, what are you thinking about?
What a load of commie bull. I mean, after all.
Exactly. What a load of commie bull. That is exactly right. I mean, the guy's a Marxist. It's just unbelievable. And his book is like number 9.
He doesn't even see it.
He doesn't see it. That's the whole point. Number 9
on
Amazon.
They never see it. That's the whole point. Is that, I mean, the people who put Stalin in power really thought that they were doing a great job. I mean, they were really thinking, hey, you know, what we do is we get somebody in there, we give them all the power, and then they'll do the right thing. If we get the right person there. We get the right person there, they're going to do the right thing.
Well,
that's the stupidest thing I ever heard come over a set of earphones.
Seriously.
I love that. That's good. And it is, too. Over these earphones. That's about the stupidest thing I ever heard. Well, anyway, he's making $1 million on his show, and he's going to make $1 million on the book. And it's criminal. That's the problem, if you want to know, with the country, is the hyperbole, the hypocrisy that's involved in something like that, and the misguided way this guy writes the book. I mean, he has 6 solutions to the problems, and every one of them is a government solution. The problem in the first place was a government created by the government, and his solution is another government solution.
I can explain that.
I believe that. I believe that.
Hey, I got something I want to mention.
Okay.
I just flew back from out of the country. When I was in Orlando, when I was in Orlando Airport, every 5 minutes, an announcement comes on, and it says, the Homeland Security people have just raised the threat level to orange. If you see any suspicious behavior, please dial 911. If somebody leaves their bag unattended, you have permission to shoot them, et cetera, et cetera. The point is that it's just, it's an amazing Big Brother-like the recording.
Only, the only thing that I can understand that's missing from that is the, have you seen V for Vendetta?
No. Well, you're talking about the talking head, though.
The talking head, right. That's the only thing missing is the talking
this
head.
This is Big Brother.
Well, it's like, any of you all have seen the Apple, the 1984 Apple ad.
Right.
Okay, the talking head. We shall, you know, that's all the only thing that's missing.
Yeah, no, it really is. It's amazing how
and nobody
alarming this warning is that just well, every 5 minutes. But report suspicious behavior.
I mean, okay, two things, though.
Yeah, go ahead.
Two things. Question. Number one. Does it not get a little old? In other words, if you have this thing every 5 minutes,
totally.
Do you finally just tune it out?
Either that, or you're turning people in. Exactly. Or everything's suspicious. I mean,
that was the thing about this Texas the Border Watch thing. You only had to click your mouse. Report suspicious activity here. You go click, and it does it.
And then you click pay now to shoot him with a paintball.
Boy, isn't that the truth? That was that's right. If you're on
we're doing
no,
that.
No, we're this is
that's in the works.
The airport
behind if you're listening.
As soon as they get those broadcasts coming over, just like in the downtown of cities, report suspicious behavior. Look to your left. Look to your right.
Don't the thing you and this is the same thing we were mentioning earlier about the surveillance business
in England.
In England, now it turns out that there's an article. England's come out with two reports recently. One of them is this surveillance thing. I didn't realize this, but there's one camera in England for every 14 people. They are the most surveilled country in the world. And the only two that even come close are Singapore, which used to be British, of course, and China. Apparently places in China. I'm obviously not out in the woodwork in China and the boondocks or whatever. But it's all for your protection.
Right.
I mean, it's astounding if you think...
Play the guns. Play the guns.
Well, play the sound of the video.
Well, that's just one gun, man. I want a lot of guns. There you go. Yes. Yeah.
That's where we're headed, eh? Well, it's the boiling of the frog.
It's the boiling of the frog.
Yeah. People, and it's astounding to me how quickly the temperature, the noose is being tightened, to mix a metaphor. The temperature's rising, noose tightening, and people don't see it. People don't understand that we're headed to lockdown in this country. And they even use that term for the schools now. If somebody walks past a school and is like a suspicious person, convicted drug offender,
it's lockdown.
They call it a lockdown. And nobody can come in or nobody can go out of the damn school. For hours. And if you think for 2 seconds this is not going to happen to your town, you're out of your mind.
Oh, I got a volunteer form that my daughter brought home from the school. And it has like 100 questions on it about your record, your police record. It even asks you what your juvenile arrest record is and things like that. Things that are completely confidential.
Are you supposed to fill it out?
Yeah.
About you?
Yeah, I'm going to volunteer for like a field trip.
In order to make sure that you are...
You have to disclose every mole on your butt. In order to get into this...
That's a lot of moles.
Yeah, into this volunteer program. I mean, literally things that are illegal.
Can you imagine? Are you currently under investigation for a federal crime?
Seriously.
But that won't stop me from going on this. Where are we going?
We're
going
to pick blueberries.
We're going to the nuclear power plant.
Right.
We're going to tour the nuclear power plant. I want to go.
Right. Well, it's just...
What's your father's name? Muhammad.
Yeah. it's just insanity the amount of regulation that these public schools are going through because
we refer to them as government run indoctrination facilities.
Yeah, jails is what I like to call them.
No, they are. Well, let me tell you, I remember when I visited my niece who taught middle school out in near Indio in California, which was back even this was several years ago, and it was probably half or three quarters Mexican, Spanish speaking, Latino, whatever you want to call it. The school literally was designed like a jail, like you would see a jail.
10-foot-high chain link fence.
10-foot-high chain link. The only thing missing, literally, the only thing missing was the razor wire and the guard towers. I mean, when I walked
into... We can fix that.
Yeah. No, I'm serious.
Paintballs. Always show shoot your favorite kids.
Oh, man, I tell you. We have to come up with a logo.
What do you mean? I got 27,000 logos.
Okay, we're gonna have to come up with a little flash thing when you go to the website. No, when you come on the website, it goes. you know, yellow, green, blue, the paintballs hit the target, you know.
Right.
Enter here, you know, that kind of thing.
All right.
Okay.
Tony Bazook, if you're listening, go ahead.
Yeah.
Make
right.
it all.
That's right. Make it happen. So, but I mean, I went out there and I went in to see my niece. I was going to give a talk to her class.
Mm-hmm.
And I went in there and there were kids standing in the courtyard area mm-hmm. where I had to go get a pass from the vice principal, whatever. And she had told everybody I was coming. And I was in a suit and I looked nice and everything, even though it was 128 degrees in the shade. And out in the sun.
A 128-year-old suit.
Yeah, and your point is?
No, it was great, man.
Okay. It's made of wood.
It was made of wood.
I was walking rather stiffly.
And he had his mustache cream on.
That's right.
It so, was, and the kids were standing out in the courtyard.
In the courtyard, and I couldn't, they were standing out there in the courtyard with their arms out, straight out, like Jesus on a cross. And their books were in front of them. And this is, it's like 110 degrees, and they're in the sunshine out in the courtyard. I said, what are they doing? They said, my little guide girl, whatever she says, well, they came late to school. They have to stand out there until the next class starts. I'm thinking, Jesus, you know, what kind of a, I mean, literally.
Bury them up to their heads and trample them with horses.
Oh, no, I mean, pour honey over them, wait for the ants.
Amazing.
We can take a break.
Yeah, I'll take a quick break.
Okay, well, this is, I love the idea that we've come up with so far. And Jeff and Gino are still on. Hello, guys. We're going to come back and talk about
stuff.
Yes, stuff.
Specifically,
topics.
Of moving paper fantasy.
Oh, this is great.
Listening for the
They shut down the do-it-yourself boarding pass site, too.
Did they really?
Yeah, that sucks.
God damn it!
Well, I mean, they shut down the nuclear site.
Nucleon site.
So you can't even make a bomb anymore.
Right.
And now they shut down the thing, too, so you can get a pass to get on the airplane with your nuclear bomb.
What?
Yeah, it sucks.
That's un-American!
That's what I said.
All right, we'll be right back.
Tells me secretly
Porn star Lauren, you've just finished listening to part one of the Jimmy Doan November 4th podcast.